are in the Arizona woods, broadcasting from Flagstaff, Arizona. We'll be at the Flagstaff Home Show at the NAU Fieldhouse facility later this afternoon, giving seminars on home security, as well as a conversation about the things Arizona homeowners most often do wrong. Okay, so we'll be presenting things that we see all the time that cause more problems than they're worth. We'll be repeating those sessions again tomorrow, Sunday, the final day of the Flagstaff Home Show. So, on the topic of trees, we have a call. We're in Flagstaff, but we've got Brenda calling from Tucson. Let's bring Brenda into the conversation, and we'll be wrapping up the last section of the fourth hour right here with Miss Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate that, and I love your show.
Thank you.
My question is I live in Tucson, and I live out in a Rita Ranch area, and you know, they always plant mesquite trees for some reason everywhere. So anyway, I have a mesquite tree in my front yard about 15 feet from the front of the house, and I just was wondering, do I have anything to worry about as far as any kind of damage the tree might be doing to my house, maybe to pipes or anything like that? Or, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, I like the tree and I have shade, but I don't know, is that too close to the house?
All right. Well, I'm going to introduce you again to our special guest for the hour, Mick Henry of Mick's Tree Service, certified arborist in Coconino County. But we'll transfer his wisdom and experience down to Pima County here for this phone call.
Oh, they all basically behave the same as far as searching out water. Are there pipes nearby as far as for your sewage line or anything?
Say that again?
Are there sewage lines, pipes, water pipes nearby?
I don't know. Are they nearby, Jesse? I think they are.
Okay. Sometimes if there is, an old clay pipe or something, they will get into that and damage the sewage line. They're just looking for water. What you can do to kind of minimize that is to deep water the tree and keep those roots from searching for other forms of water. But if you're 15 feet out from the trunk of the tree, you're going to be okay to cut some roots near the house if without harming the tree. There are barriers you could install to keep the roots from going back in that location. They actually sell these barriers with even nodules on them that are a chemical that tells the roots to turn around and go the other way. So anyway, there's all kinds of options. I'm sure there's some local tree services that could install that or handle that type of work for you. But generally 15 feet from the trunk is probably fine for your house.
I'm feeling good about 15 feet. Yeah. I'm feeling you can deep water, keep the roots from going out looking for problems, and then a root barrier if needed, and she's going to be in great shape.
And for Tucsonians, they have a great local resource, Romeo. He named his company real hard to find, Romeo's Tree Service. But he actually wrote a book specifically on mesquites for Tucson. So it'd be a great book to get along. And if you're looking for someone locally that would install a barrier or tell you if it's something that you need to work with, I see him often at the annual Arizona Community Tree Council's tree conference. You can reach him at 603-0143. That's Romeo's Tree Service for Tucson area. Moving back to Flagstaff, you also give a lot of classes, and you've got one coming up for anyone that's been listening on CAF or CASM out of Sedona or wants to come over from Prescott, listen on KQ&A, and want to learn more about hands-on trees.
Certainly. Yes, I often give a pruning presentation or caring for trees workshop at a nursery, or we did one at Willow Bend Environmental Center. But the next one upcoming is on Thursday, May 7th, just a stone's throw from the studio here, up at the Doubletree Hotel at 5 p.m. I'll be giving a presentation there, probably an hour and a half presentation on caring for your trees and proper pruning. It starts at 5 p.m., and I think there will be refreshments, and it will be kind of geared towards homeowner associations and anyone interested in caring for their trees.
That's Doubletree Inn on Route 66 west of Milton.
It's 1175 West Route 66, yes.
Next, no, not next Thursday, but May 7th, Thursday.
Yes.
At what time of day?
May 7th at 5 p.m.
Any cost?
No cost at all.
You have room for as many people to show up as possible?
We have rented a large conference room there, and people that have asked me to do the presentation have rented that, and they welcome as many people as would like to show up as possible.
For anyone out there, like you said, that you tried a few indoor jobs that can't handle it, and they think tree service, especially in Flagstaff, is a forestry service a good school to get started in?
Oh, as far as if they're interested in that career? Yes.
Tree service in general?
Yes.
Or if you knew you were going to end up as an arborist, would you have gone to an arborist training or still gone through the forestry school?
NAU Forestry is a great program. It's nationally known, and it does help me in my daily work. I actually became an arborist when I was working, doing some work for the utility company, and so I'm a utility specialist.
And real quick, Mick, how would people reach out to you if they liked what they heard in your level of expertise about trees? How would they reach you?
Oh, you could certainly reach us. Our office number is 928-774-5892, and we would certainly be happy to give you a free estimate if you'd like that.
Mick Henry of Mixed Tree Service, serving the Flagstaff and surrounding area. Appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning. Folks, we hope you enjoyed the four-hour program. You can find us at rosieonthehouse.com. And until next Saturday morning, be blessed, be happy, and let's pay it forward. If you were blessed or encouraged by this show, find somebody that needs to be blessed or encouraged and do it.